Tama, the TJC Consulting Team, Phil's Oyster Bar, Lee Carney, Nick Richard, Ghost Chevrolet. You talk about two guys, stones the size of Texas. That's Lee Carney and Nick Richard. Those guys in their 40s opened up their own automotive dealership in their 40s. So I look up to people. When I see people like Nick Richard, I walk across the room. Thank you to Ghost Chevrolet. Roanoke Development, David Strange in Jackson, Mississippi. NetChecks, Republic Finance, the incredible consumer loan organization here in Baton Rouge. What an organization and firm. Mary Bird Perkins Cancer Center. And again, the LSU men's and women's tennis team. Thank you to Taylor, to Danny, Stephanie Remp, Virge Osbury, Scott Wilbur. We could go down the list. We're quite humbled. And so, guys, I know you're, you know, school's back in. We've got a football game in a week and a half, I guess. You guys are going to Flushing Meadow next week. It's really, really, really an exciting time. Talking name, image, and likeness, forever changing the landscape of all college sports. And you had an exciting – I mean, he's been at it a long, long, long time, and that's Neil Skupski. Did I pronounce that right?
You got that right.
With a Guglielmo as a last name, I'm always a little sensitive to that. Neil Skupski, who I believe was in town at the facility recently, Wimbledon champion in June or July.
Yep.
And you've got to be very proud, Neil, former Tiger, and what he's doing on the pro circuit.
Yeah, for sure. I can't, you know, his whole family is, this couldn't happen to better people. You know, I played with his brother for 4 years, Ken, who is now coaching him, who retired a year ago, July, at Wimbledon last year. So now he's coaching Neil full time, and they're just great people. They love LSU. They represent us so well. Neil is about the most humble guy I know. You can't find a person that doesn't like Neil. So to see him have this type of success is just awesome. It's so much fun to cheer for him.
It's great stuff. Guys, this is just my observations. What do I know? But is there a new trend in the space where it's now more in vogue, if you will, to go play a couple of years in college? I mean, if you feel that you're going to play the professional circuit, you know, the days of going from Bollettieri straight to the circuit, yes, that still occurs. Yes, you have a Madison Keys. Who's going to do that? Just grabbing at a name. But there seems to be a trend to use the college athletic experience from a mental grinding point of view because of the environment as that last stepping stone to the pro circuit. Is that a fair observation, Taylor?
Oh, without question. I still think for some international student athletes, Danny Owen would love to get his opinion on it. There's still some education that needs to be done on their part because I don't think they completely grasp the concept of what's offered here. And that's every situation's different, but I think it is becoming a little bit more the norm that college tennis players, men and women, frankly, are starting to really do well professionally. The average age of the top 100 seems to keep getting older. So there is, to your point, some time that some maturity mentally and physically are needed. I think you got freaks like Carlos Alcaraz or something like that that can come on the scene at 18 and look like a well-developed man, frankly. But
and that's a freak show, to your point.
100%. But to your point, we had a young lady at Texas a couple years ago that came in very highly touted, was weighing going pro professionally right out of high school. She liked what we were selling and our path for her development. She played number one for us, but frankly struggled for a reasonable amount of that year. Her second year really got her, you know what, together. Lost one match, won the NCAAs. She's gone from 500 in the world in 1 year to she's just made the top 60 in the world. making almost $1 million this year.
I saw her the other day on the Tennis Channel. What's her name?
Peyton Stearns.
Peyton Stearns, good player.
So, I mean, she is the poster child of, to your point, people that just need a little bit more time and structure that the college environment can bring to just explode.
Interesting. Switching to the men's side, this is a cool story, this Chris Eubank story, Danny.
Yeah. But, you know, just to go back to what Taylor's saying, I think it's a combination of a few things. It's, you know, guys just aren't retiring as early as they used to. So there's no room, you know. So basically, you know, you still have Djokovic. What's he, 36 now?
Yeah.
You had Federer playing until 40. So there's, you know, there's, it's a tough life, you know, if you're not in the top 200. And there's also the financial aspect of it too. So I think people are starting to figure this out. You know, that if you're not going to make it to the top 100 until 27, why do you want to go up, you know, at 18 and live that lifestyle when you could come to college and get great matches, great facilities, you know, get the education, and then you still have plenty of time. And if you happen to be someone like Peyton Stearns and you win the NCAAs and you've proven that, hey, you're playing at a top 100, top 150 level, then you don't have to stay 4 years. You can come back and get your degree or do so much online too now to finish the degree.
Absolutely. Speaking of a Chris Eubanks, he's 27. He went to play ball at Georgia Tech.
Yeah, no, he did. And he, you know, for someone like him, he was actually, I remember seeing him at Kalamazoo maybe when he was 16 or 17. And he didn't have a traditional junior career, if I recall correctly. Like, I remember going, who the heck is that guy? Because, you know, he was obviously still needed to put a lot of, you know, weight on and become more physical, all this kind of stuff. But you were like, geez. But he was raw. And, you know, I think the fact that now you can you have more time to develop and people are looking at it a different way than I even remember when I was a kid. I felt like everyone was having to play tennis, you know, every day, you know, from, you know, the age of 8 or something like that to even have a chance, because you thought you had to be at that level by like 17. Well, now it's completely changed. I mean, you're not going to be Alcaraz if you're not practicing all the time, but you certainly would still have an opportunity to develop later, which I think is great.
Yeah, I mean, can you grow up at the Nadal Academy? Sure you can, but can you also come to Baton Rouge and walk into the food facility and there's a sushi bar and there's a carving station? I mean, it's just like nothing. It's nothing I've ever, it's absolutely amazing. You know, we're talking about NIL and all these things. I mean, you know, one thing, I'm switching gears a little bit here, and it is, I appreciate your contributions. It definitely is changing. And then, you know, when I played as a young punk in the 80s, it was, I mean, if you, you know, you needed to be the Andre Agassi and go down that path and go to a Bolitari's or a Hopman's or what have you. But, you know, if you were a Jed Swing, you had a great career at LSU and you wrapped it up and then became a financial advisor. And
smart guy.
What a great career. My good buddy had 11 match points against him in 5 matches. Never beat him. I'm 55 years old, and it haunts me to this day. I'll never forget a down the line backhand at City Park he hit on me. But that's another story. The facility you all have is just it's second to none in my opinion. It's absolutely 7-8 year facility, I believe.
Yeah, it was built in 2016.
Built in 2016, and it's got to be at the top at your recruiting. You know, when you're walking in to the living room, and you're making, you know, and you're trying to get the order, you're trying to get the purchase order. That's what you're doing. I mean, it's got to be at the top, Taylor, is it not?
Oh, it is. Yeah, I think 100%. Our facility, I'd put it up against, forget the SEC, anybody's facility in the country in terms of just everything being at the fingertips of our student athletes, whether it's indoor tennis, outdoor tennis, gym, lounges, you name it, we certainly got it. But I think it's more all-encompassing. Like, I don't know if you know what they're doing with this. They're calling it, like, the recovery center in football ops.
No, just at a first blush. Brain, you know what we're talking about, obviously. Yeah, big investment.
Yeah, I think they're partnering with Our Lady of the Lake on it as well. I mean, it's they're going to have cryo chambers. They're going to have laser treatments. They're going to have Danny and I are selfishly trying to just squirrel out one or two of the old massage chairs from football for for the tennis. But certainly our facility, but really all the satellite facilities, if you will, around LSU are just, in my view, the best in the country.
It was, and it's an arms race, and that's going to continue. We're wrapping up the third segment. We have one short segment left on the Brand Nation. Please, please stay with us. Taylor Fogelman, Danny Bryan. We'll be right back with you. TheBrandBR.com. Thank you to Go Chevrolet, Lee Carney, Nick Richard, 23 partner of the brand. Go Chevrolet, located in La Crosse, Louisiana. Customer service still does exist in the automotive industry. Please go visit Go Chevrolet. Thank you to the Mary Bird Perkins Cancer Center, celebrating their 53rd year. It's all about the patient at Mary Bird Perkins Cancer Center. Go visit marybird.org. Again, all the great things that are happening in cancer research and patient care at marybird.org. Roanoke Development, the amazing real estate development firm based in Jackson, Mississippi. Their first year with the brand, we're so very appreciative. Mr. David Strange, CEO, President. Thank you again, David, and the Roanoke Development Organization. Welcome back to the brand, thebrandbr.com. Terry Guglielmo here. Little lick it up, kiss, brain.
Yes, sir.
That's a great ad. Who is the cover of the ad, Paul Stanley, about the rock star thing?
Was that, it was one of the hiring websites, like a monster.com, but it wasn't monster.com.
Maybe it's Workday.
I think so.
I can't remember, like, but it's, you know they can't use the term rock star in the corporate world.
Right, but everybody does. Absolutely. It's in your intro. I mean, everybody, like, we all use it.
I love it. Welcome back to the brand. Great to be here. Our fourth and final segment, Taylor Fogelman, Danny Bryan, our title partners, the LSU men's and tennis team. We pinch ourselves. These guys got it going on. They're going to Flushing Meadow to do some recruiting, U.S. Open next week. Number one facility, in my opinion, the brand's opinion in the country, the LSU facility. 2016, Danny.
Yep.
I mean, let me tell you, there is no charge. You guys don't charge gate. I mean, grab the family, come out, go online, see the schedule, the women's team, the men's team, look over Skip Bertman Field, the football facility in the spring and the fall. It's just, it is one of the greatest events. If you have not been to the Brand Nation to a college tennis event, it is like nobody's watching their P's and Q's. And people are hooking each other left and right, and the atmosphere, and it is just awesome. You've got to go. It's great to have these guys in studio. The game's changed so much, the business of the game. We were just talking offline here at the break. Fitness. And you all have a new gentleman that you're new assistant coach?
It's just another assistant coach.
Yeah.
So basically, the NCAA has allowed us to, instead of having – in years past, we were able to have one assistant coach, full time, and then you could have a volunteer assistant coach. Now we're able to have two full time assistants. So it's just we've on the men's side have hired Martin Prada, who played for Tennessee the last 5 years. They've had a great program. He actually clinched the SEC tournament against Florida maybe in 2021, I think. He was at tournament MVP, and just in this first week, it's already it's been great having him around, and he brings a different dynamic to the team. He's just fresh off playing, still likes to hit, and super excited to work with the guys, and we're excited to have him here.
The fitness thing's been here for quite some time. I mean, it's amazing what's happening in the golf space I used to live in. And, it's here to stay. We were talking again. We were talking about the facilities. I mean, you have to have it, do you not?
Fitness?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a huge part, and they're getting it right now, huh? I mean, it's like what 100 over 100 degrees every day. So guys are you know, getting to train in this heat. It's gonna really set set the stage for the year. And yeah, I mean, not only from just being quick movement, all those things. Just like in any other sport, when you're able to feel fresh, feel you know you have your legs, right? Like if you're playing a match and you know you could still run all day, you're it changes your decision making ability for the better. How quickly you can recover. You only have 25 seconds in between each point. You know, those you love it when you see those guys huffing and puffing over there, and after you just play a long point, you feel fresh and you know, you can keep the points going longer and know that they're going to have to take risks. And a lot of times, most of the time with our guys, I feel like they know the shots they should hit, but, when they're tired, that's when the errors come. And so, it's a huge part of the game.
It's unbelievable. You guys compete in the number one conference in the country. It's incredibly competitive. It's a wild, wild understatement. So take us through the spring season, Taylor. So, when do you kick off, and then you get into the meat of the season with the SEC, obviously, to close out the spring season?
Sure. So we'll have everybody come back, I'd say, more or less the first week of January. And we'll have about a two-week buildup this year before our first matches, which are at home. We quickly get into the fire a little bit. We go out to Malibu to play this ITA kickoff event. I think start with Loyola Marymount, and then if we are able to get through that, probably play Pepperdine, who's a top five team in the country at the moment. And then we have a few sprinkled non-conference matches through the end of January and into February with Tulane, TCU, SMU, South Florida, Rice. I think that's our non-conference slate, and then we really sink our teeth into the SEC quite quickly.
Sure. How many returning players do you have?
Two. One scholarship student-athlete and then one walk-on. So we have a brand new group that I'm extremely excited about. We have a young lady that played number one at Memphis that joined the team, number one at Kansas State that joined the team, number two at Baylor that joined the team, a young lady from Miami that was a part of three top 10 teams, and then we have the number, I got corrected yesterday at a team meeting. I thought she was the number four junior in the U.S., but the number two junior in the U.S. from Texas that's a freshman.
So you're spending a little time in the portal.
Yes.
Quite a bit. I love it. So, Danny, the spring season, how many returning? Our good friend, Catholic High grad Nick Watson, graduated, starting his financial career in Charlotte. Great young man, great family. Kid was a stud. Got a little bit of a mentor for my son, Tripp Guglielmo. Just a great kid. I know you're proud of what Nick accomplished. How many kids you got coming back?
We have five singles players coming back, like of the starters. We've added four new players, still looking for one or two more in January.
But one of those is a New Orleans native, Welsh Hotart?
Yep. And another one is another guy returning from Louisiana is Ben Koch from Abbeville. So those two guys, both great kids. They had a great doubles career and juniors together. And, we're really happy to have them on the team and look forward to seeing big things from them this year.
Roommates, I believe.
They are roommates. Yep. Yeah. They're opposites attract, you know, and that's what they say. And those two they're a little bit different personality wise, and it works out well.
They're the greatest. So we got to give a plug to Welsh Hotard and Ben Koch and the great Hotard family and the Koch family. The Guglielmos go back with both of those families quite a bit, and just very impressed with those two young men. So thank you.
Yeah. But yeah, we have as Taylor said, we're going to have a really tough schedule. A lot of exciting matches at home. Last year, I think we increased attendance by 60% over the course of the season. And hopefully, you know, we can, build on that. I encourage everyone to, be on the lookout for any clinics or we're going to have some, pickleball opportunities at the facility coming up. And like you said, the matches are different. If you've never been a college tennis match, it's, cheering's encouraged. It's louder. But I think a lot of the fans that we get are they end up having relationships with the players or the coaches, and they go there originally because of that. And by doing these clinics, and whether it's pickleball, tennis, if we have a tournament out there, we're hoping they get to know our players. And we believe that if you get to know the guys, you're gonna like them. You're gonna want to go support them. And then once you get there, you're gonna enjoy the atmosphere and have a fun weekend.
Yeah, and hey, look, if a thunderstorm comes in or it's 32 degrees, the indoor facility is just off. Of course, they're right there, and the indoor is just off the charts.
Yeah, no, the indoor is amazing. We actually played quite a few matches this past year indoors. But then we also, we are hosting actually the SEC tournament in April. So that's great opportunity for us, and we're really excited about that. So hopefully, we can get a big crowd.
It's just you will get a great crowd. So if you want to get, we have 2 minutes left, Brian. So if you want to get involved in LSU tennis, what's the best way to do that?
I think there's multiple ways. There's financial components. There's sure. Like Danny said, just butts and seats, as you like to put it sometimes.
Yeah.
I think a number of different ways you can reach out to Danny or myself. Taylor Jacobs, who, when we got the job, was a one-lady show in the NIL space, and her team's now in a year jumped to five. obviously, there's Bayou Traditions, which is the collective for LSU student athletes. And then, like Danny said, I think just coming out, we're going to try to branch out. I know Danny's done a great job with trying to host some clinics for people around the community and juniors. And we're going to try to get out to some of the clubs as well in the area, but to garner some support.
And you could join the club,
yes.
At the facility, you can be a member of the club, and then you can be out there all the
time.
Which
is new, which is six to 10 months. That's new, an opportunity.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Again, you can join the facility. Butts and seats. It's incredible, and it's intimate. You got 8 to 10 kids. We got one short minute left. There's the financial component. Just come out and see it. Just get involved. Having an amazing event for Steve Carter down the road, and all that he's done. Very, very close to me personally, and what that gentleman did. And there's so much rich tradition. I would say, we have the ability. You look at a Georgia. You look at the tradition. I'm talking on the men's side. In the SEC, LSU's right there. I mean, with the culture, the kids. The tradition, and to be able to leverage an LSU football, be able to leverage the brand of LSU, you guys are waking up early in the morning, and I know that's one of the things that gets you out of bed as early as you get up. So this has been a lot of fun for us. We're very grateful you all are a partner of ours. Your time is very valuable. You came up to studio. We did an entire show. It means a whole lot to us. So thank you both, Taylor Fogelman. You guys are just,
thanks, Karen.
And Danny, going to continue to do great things. Stop, Snap, and Switch, Brain. Stop, Snap, and Switch. One of the best books I've ever read.
Okay.
I'm almost through it. Got notes all over it. To the Brand Nation. Grab Stop, Snap, and Switch. It's about training your mind. It's not just you don't have to just train your body. It's about training your mindset around positivity and doing that day in and day out. Stop, Snap, and Switch. To the Brand Nation, this has been an awful lot of fun. Thank you for your attention. Never, ever apologize for being you. And until next time.